Well, I got here right on time, didn't I? I wanted to, for our confession of sin today, I wanted to read from Ephesians chapter 2, starting in verse 1. And you have made alive who were dead in trespasses and sin, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience, among whom we all once conducted ourselves in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the others. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, you love us, but we have not loved you. You call, but we have not listened. We have walked according to this world and according to the lust of our flesh and not trusted you. God of grace, help us to admit our sins so that as you come to us in mercy, we may repent and turn from our sins and receive forgiveness. In Christ's name, amen. Let's continue on. One of my favorite two words in the Bible is "but God." So verse 4 goes, "But God, who is rich in mercy, because he, with his great love, of which he had loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness towards us in Christ Jesus."